What's up everyone? Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to crushing social confidence. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-love? Isn't it a little fluffy for a podcast about charisma? Trust me, it's the foundation of everything awesome. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So today, we're diving deep into the power of self-love, how it fuels your success, unlocks happiness, and honestly, makes you way more magnetic to the people around you. Ever felt like you were constantly trying to please everyone else, but never quite got that sense of fulfillment? You know that feeling when you're giving your all, but still feel a little empty? That's often a sign we haven't fully embraced the power of self-love. Think about it. How can you confidently show up in the world and truly connect with others if you don't first love and appreciate who you are? It's like trying to build a house on shaky ground. You need that solid foundation of self-love to create something truly remarkable. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways for unlocking this power. First up, self-love isn't about narcissism. It's not about putting yourself above everyone else. It's about recognizing your worth and treating yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and respect you would offer a dear friend. Imagine talking to your best pal going through a tough time. Would you rip them apart or tell them they're amazing despite their struggles? You'd offer support and encouragement, right? That's what self-love is all about, being that pillar of strength for yourself. Second, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are fantastic. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. This could mean setting healthy boundaries, saying no to things that drain you, prioritizing activities that bring you joy, or even just taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply and appreciate the present moment. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't run it until it's completely drained, would you? Treat yourself with the same care and attention. Number 3, silence those inner critics. We all have that voice in our head that whispers doubts and negativity. But guess what? You get to choose what you listen to. Start noticing those critical thoughts. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. And challenge them with positive affirmations. Instead of, I can't, try, I'm learning and growing. Instead of, I'm not good enough, say, I am worthy of love and success. Fourth, celebrate your wins. Big or small, every victory deserves to be acknowledged. Did you ace a presentation? Celebrate it. Cooked a delicious meal? Toast yourself. By recognizing and celebrating your accomplishments, you reinforce the belief that you're capable and deserving of good things. And finally, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel confident and radiant, and there will be days when self-doubt creeps in. The key is to be kind and patient with yourself throughout the process. It's like learning any new skill. It takes time, practice, and dedication. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event. You walk into the room feeling a little anxious, unsure how to connect with people. But then, you remember that powerful self-love you've been cultivating. You remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the value you bring to the table. You smile confidently, make eye contact, and start conversations with genuine curiosity. The result? You leave feeling energized, connected, and ready to conquer the world. See what I mean? Self-love is a superpower. It unlocks confidence, attracts positivity, and helps you achieve your goals. It's about embracing who you are, flaws and all, and treating yourself with the love and respect you deserve. So, go out there and radiate that self-love. Remember those key takeaways. Be kind to yourself, prioritize self-care, silence those inner critics, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing. It's a journey worth taking. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you show yourself love? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community of love and awesomeness together. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of social confidence. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.